following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner every month, talk to Cartridge World. With 600 stores, we're home and office printing pros, and we'll help you save hundreds of dollars. Our ink and toner costs about 30% less than the superstores. 30%. Cartridge World. We're home and office printing pros. Give us a call and save every time you print. Up to 30%. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
More high school basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On Classic Hits 98.9 Tuesday, it's a Lou Platte Conference doubleheader as Kearney Catholic travels to Donovan Trumbull. And Thursday, the Gibbon Buffaloes travel to Amherst with action starting at 6 o'clock. For more information or to check out our podcasts, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. But Tuesday, Kearney Catholic at Donovan Trumbull starts our week on Classic Hits 98.9.
Hey mate, welcome to the Bar at Outback, home of the new bar menu starting at just $4.
So what's on special?
Well, we like to say everything.
And later tonight?
Everything.
And tomorrow?
Everything.
So what you're saying is
everything.
In the Outback, you could say everything's on special in our new bar menu starting at $4 and going all day every day. Delicious new appetizers like margarita flatbread and tall drinks, they're starting at just $4. Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right. Only available in the bar area. Prices, products, and participation may vary.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed? Huh? Maybe I should go.
No, Kristen, please stay. Mom, please get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl. Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you. We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No, I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. And you know what? I didn't even really attempt to get any guests for the show today. I wanted to leave it open because over the next few days, we're really going to get busy with Hastings and UNK and high school coaches, and spring signing day is coming up, and we got a lot of things going on. But I wanted to make sure that everybody could talk about the Super Bowl today if they wanted to. I know we've got a lot of Broncos fans out there. I know there's a lot of Niners fans. I know there's a lot of Patriots fans, and I know there's even more Seahawks fans after yesterday. I want to start off with the good news. Jimmy, you were 1-0-1. Can I give you 1-0? Can I give you a push on the Seattle unders?
Yeah, we're going to go with the push on that. It did go under late, but I didn't stir.
Late? Who the heck waits that long? You were on it Thursday.
No way.
You were bang.
And the other thing, Doug, too, is if you really listen to what I said, was I said the two quarterbacks I both thought they'd rush for over, but one of them did not, so I lost that. I was more of a first half on the Seattle, San Francisco under, saying that first half was going to be under, so I kind of loaded up there. And then I had Denver just for the game, you know, to win the game outright and a money line, because I thought they were a dead cinch to win that. So, I mean, there was, if you really listen to kind of, you know, I mean, there's more than just one bet out there. You know, there's seven different ways to bet
the
under.
How many for the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
How many for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and there'll be some nice plays out there. How about you? How did you come out? Did you fare? Did you play anything?
No. I'm an idiot. I would have taken Denver. Uh-huh. And then I said for the whole week, everybody said, who you like? I said, and my response was, I don't like anybody. I'm rooting for Denver and San Francisco, and that was odd because for the most of the time that we've had this show for years, growing up, whatever the case may be, I've had an opinion on which way. But I continue to feel that Seattle's a team of destiny, and if what happened yesterday doesn't prove that to you, not every bounce, because San Francisco did get a couple of bounces go their way, including a fumble that led to their last touchdown of the football game. But,
hey, tell me what happened, you guys, because I was at a place where I couldn't hear the sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a play.
Me too.
Where you were too. Yeah, I was at a place with the Cubs with my mom and my daughter. By the way, my daughter got engaged Saturday. That's big news, isn't it?
Did she find a different boyfriend, or is it still that NTV guy?
No, I like that guy.
Dave!
Dave Gray got engaged.
What if he moves?
What's that?
What if he moves? He's in one of those gigs where you move all the time. You're moving along. I mean, he ain't Seth Denny. Okay. Seth just loves it here. Dave's going big.
They're called planes. Airplanes. And they don't take very long. You can get there on airplanes.
Well, congratulations to the whole crew, to everybody.
Yeah, but anyway, I was going to ask you on this play. Yeah, in that it was a big deal. I'm trying to undermine it a little
bit. No, it's not. No, see, now you've totally changed where we're going here.
No, we'll go back.
That's a big deal. Is he going to be on tonight, or has he got like a week of vacation?
I don't know. He's probably going to have.
Did they video it?
Did they video the
proposal?
They were at a restaurant in Kearney, and it went over pretty well, and they got a lot of, what do they call that, on Facebook, got a lot of, you know, hey, we likes or dislikes. Yeah. You know, they got more likes than dislikes anyway on the thing. But but my question was this, and we will get back to that if you want to. But the question was, in the game where the San Francisco 49ers strip the ball, have the ball, the guy's laying on his back with the ball, there's no doubt whose ball it is. If we have instant replay, they have different rules. You couldn't replay that.
I had people with me that had Twitter. I'm trying to listen to the explanation. Nobody gives a good explanation. Phil Sims needs to retire because he's getting worse. I'm sorry. As an analyst, that team is no Nance and Sims no longer are talking about the football game. They've got a soap opera, and then every once in a while a play happens. So you can't learn anything from them. Then the officials, like the official explanation was something to the effect of, we can't review a fumble that's recovered in play. I mean, it was something that was so asinine that you went, that can't be what they meant.
It was a total blown call.
Yes, it was, and I was glad he fumbled just because it made it correct. I mean,
the only thing that I didn't like about it is they should have scooped and scored. Everybody that fumbles at the one, the way that ball was bouncing,
yeah, they could.
San Francisco, nobody could pick the dang ball up and go to the other end, which would have won them the football game, and instead it really lost them.
At least it would have gave them a chance to win.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. I really have a problem with instant replay. If, you know, we're putting stipulations on, oh, well, we can replay these, but we can't replay that. If we have knowledge that this call is completely incorrect, let's go with what's right. Instead of saying, oh, we can't, field goal tries, we can't. You know, anything on field goals, we can't replay field goal tries. I mean, come on. Let's go and replay something that was. I mean, I can understand a block in the back on a punt return. You know, because that's a penalty, and you know, hey, we could go on forever on every one of those. But on that play where that ball was definitely in his hands, that was amazing. I wonder what our listeners, if anybody else feels the same way as you and I do, I wish they'd call in and let us know, because I think that play needs to be part of instant replay for sure.
Yeah,
why you have it.
It's been the talk all morning long for the most part on a variety of shows and last night as well. And I mean, it's getting a lot of discussion. I know I'm sure Jeff has got Twittered all over on that play as well, our producer Jeff. But, you know, it's one of those rules that has to be changed before the Super Bowl. I mean, how can anything that asinine be occurring out there? That's what happens. You think you've got all these rules, and then all of a sudden something happens and you go, the Tuck rule, never heard of it. This rule, never heard of it. Huh? How can that even be in the rule book? So,
I agree, even though I don't like it. I do agree with the rule that on a penalty, like somebody grabbed somebody's face mask, and if those seven guys out there did not see that, you can't throw it out and go, hey, look, go back and check. I think he pulled our face mask.
Yeah.
Now, that I can understand. But if somebody intercepts a pass, has a recovered fumble, has both feet in bounds, you know, those are things that have to be part of the replay. It can't be things like, hey, could you check again? I think, you know, because, you know, they challenge stuff. The coach, I've seen him challenge 12 men on the field.
Yeah.
I can't believe you could do that. I mean, to me, that's a judgment call, just like a clip or something like that. You know, a block in the back. But they let them challenge 12 men on the field. And I'm not talking about 12 guys playing. I'm talking about a guy being like 1/8 of an inch off of the field. That shouldn't be replayed more than the fumble recovery where that guy had the ball on the 1 yard line. That needs to be in, maybe not the other. So let's take a look at this, or let's really some plays that are on the field, because that was a very critical play at the time, and rightly so. That guy made one heck of a play. And,
well,
you know, why take that away from him?
Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you here on this Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, and that unfortunately wasn't the only blown call. The thing that concerns me about that, and yes, you know, it's easy to criticize officiating. I thought, you know, I will say a couple of things. I always look for that first penalty, or when they're flipping the coin. If they do show the coin flip, you can see who the referee is. You can see the crew. And both of them yesterday, I just went, you know what? I know this is a good crew. I know this referee, at least, is somebody that I like. And 17 weeks during the year, we weren't yelling at the TV because they were knuckleheads. All right? Because there are knuckleheads out there that you just know. And there are some folks out there, there's some folks that don't like Cleet Blakeman. That if Cleet does the game, they're going, man, they're going to blow a call today. But there are two or three sets of officials out there that as soon as I see the head ref, I go, something's going to get screwed up here. But how in the world, on the play that you have in question, that is a third down and goal-to-go situation from inside. What are you looking at? How can seven guys miss that?
Well, not only.
What are you looking at?
Well, not
there's only one thing. Holding, then the guys on the edge are looking for the pass, and if there's no pass. So as soon as there's no pass, 14 eyes should be on that receiver, on that ball carrier. And what happens? It's where I laugh, too, when the guy, they're not sure that he's in the end zone, and then so they go unpile everybody, and 10 seconds later, oh, yeah, he's in there. Well, hell yeah, he's in there 10 seconds later. But how do you miss that? And there was a play earlier in the game, which I also thought could have turned the tide in here because it helped Seattle get on the board. Vernon Davis clearly made a catch of a football that would have set up third down and about two or three. Instead, it was third and 10. Then they have to, you know, third and two, third and 10. Totally different situation. What boggles my mind is that there's still not a guy. They pay 75 coaches. There's still not a guy that all his job is on your team is to sit upstairs and watch the television? I mean, because it was blatant catch. It was a blatant catch. Catches it 2 feet down, butt hits the ground, elbow hits the ground, then the ball pops out. So that's, you know, ground causing the fumble. So they buzz the coach and go, hey, challenge that. Challenge that. So it is easy to officiate or criticize officiating. Mark goes, what about the roughing the punter call, and why isn't that reviewable? I haven't heard any explanation on that.
Yeah, I thought
that was the right call.
Yeah, I thought that was something like it. At the time when it did it, looked to me like it was the correct call. But I can understand both sides of it. I do understand because, you know, that's potentially dangerous, you know, with that guy's ankles like that. I mean, if he breaks his ankle, it's not roughing the kicker. Hold it. I think roughing the kicker means let's protect the kicker. So I understand where that – who called that in?
Mark sent that.
Yeah, I think that's a good point he made. I can understand both sides of that. That one's – if you can replay that, then you might have roughing the kicker. At the time, it did not look like anything other than that. But, you know, hey, I reffed a game the other day with Brent Grable and Todd Rosno, and we all were looking at something else. A player went to the floor. I wish I'd have had instant replay. I know Coach Carlin wish I would have had instant replay. But if I could replay it and look at it, I would have been more than happy to change the call. But if you can't see something, you can't go. And I think that's what happened on that play.
You've taken away one of my jokes for later on in the show.
Okay, Okay, at the one-yard line, though, all of those officials, you could tell none of them knew what happened. So that's
right.
Needed to go, hey, you know what? I have no clue. I got no clue. Let's go watch this on replay.
And
everybody saw it, so we all had a clue then.
And roughing the punter. As I watched it on replay, when everybody's yelling at the TV, I'm going, that's going to be running into, okay? Mm-hmm. That was my first reaction.
Mean my two.
He comes down, and if I've got this right, the guy slides in, and he comes down on his hand. He steps on the defensive back's hand, which then is what turns his ankle, and then the momentum of the defensive back kind of knocks him down. I mean, he kind of pins that ankle and falls over. But that you're so right about that. The severity, it's starting to look like soccer. You got to act it out. You got to act like an NBA or a NBA play. Oh, and flop and go crazy, and then maybe you get the call. It was not roughing, in my opinion. And he could have got his ankle broke. I also agree with you on that. So does that make it roughing? It was an awkward situation. But what I don't get, Jimmy, is how come you can't take that penalty after the kick? There's so many of these after the kick things. So you can do that all day. If it's more than 4th and 5, you can take that chance all day long. All day long. If it's 4th and 22 and you rough him, that's a first down because it's automatic. It's a personal foul. But if it's 4th and 5, you have to decline it unless it's want to make him punt it again. But you have to decline it. Why? On an extra point, you get to assess it on the kickoff. Why would – I mean,
yeah,
there's so many things here in this rules committee that I think just the general fan has questions about.
Running into the kicker, though, I mean, let's get back. I mean, I know we haven't talked about this, but you and I understand this, that if he runs that punt back 62 yards for a touchdown – I think we'll take that running into the kicker's penalty and repunt it. So there is it's kind of like jumping off sides, you know, and because you get to have a retry on it. But there isn't much of a penalty on that. You get to take that risk. But I guess, you know, and if you're going to err, I guess, because we're talking about these helmet-to-helmet contacts, how many of those did we see on these defensive backs that were going, my golly, that guy's – I mean, there was a play in one of the games, and I don't know if it was the Denver-New England game, but a guy actually – was playing a pass. It kind of prevented the guy from catching the ball, but he hit him a little too high, and we got a 15-yard penalty.
Well, there was one where shoulder pad to shoulder pad where there was a grazing after you bumped into the shoulder pad. That was Seattle-San Francisco.
Okay, that was the Seattle-San Francisco game then.
The Denver game, and maybe it was just the way it was played, because let's face it, San Francisco-Seattle basically, even though it was 10-0, 13-3, that thing's close the whole way. I didn't get that feeling in the Denver game. I thought Denver dominated New England. And then, of course, when New England is getting ready to score, everybody's worried that, oh, my gosh, they're going to tie us or backdoor cover us or whatever the certain concern was. But I think I'm also a little more passionate today because, again, as I said on the show, I wanted San Francisco to win. I didn't want Seattle to win. And I guess the one thing I can say is, you know, I didn't get the Super Bowl participants right this year.
No,
I was incorrect.
Neither did I.
Last year, yes. And this year it was a lot easier. And I think
you knew I had picked. Do you know which two teams I had picked?
Well, didn't you have Denver and New Orleans? No, you had Denver, right?
No, I had New England and San Francisco. So I had the Final Four. I'm always right there.
Jimmy, let me, Jimmy,
NCAA
Jimmy,
championship.
Jimmy, I know. Anybody can get to the semifinals, but to at the beginning of the year pick the exact way that the Super Bowl will end.
That's amazing.
That is a gift from the heavens.
I agree.
That is a gift from the
It's kind of like saying you got a strike in bowling compared to a hole in one in golf. You know what I mean? Yeah, everybody gets strikes in bowling.
But there was nothing else on yesterday either, was there?
On TV?
We usually go and we watch the TVs. We got 7 or 8 of them up there. And so that way on a regular Sunday, you know, you got all the games. Yesterday, though, evidently nobody wanted to go up against the championship games because we had, you know, multiple TVs on. Bowling was on ESPN, some kind of a deal where you got to see Pete Weber and Walter Ray Williams. They had the regular, then they had the over 50, then they had some kind of junior challenge. There was a lot of women's basketball on yesterday. The men got over early. And so it was, anyway.
There were like 10 TVs where I was at, and one of them had ice skating on.
See, that should be not allowed.
I looked at the lady, and I said, see that TV? She goes, would you like that turn of the football game? Didn't have to say anything. Yeah, it was, she turned it right away. She knew what channel it was on, too.
Well, at least you see, there you go. You were somewhere where they knew what they were doing, as was I. But that's good to be at a place like that. I think most of the local facilities that I hang out at or go to or watch games at are very good about taking care of things. I mean, you may come in the afternoon and there's no, you know, you got your TVs on, but there's really no sports. So they were watching whatever it is, Judge Judy, and then all of a sudden something sneaks on that shouldn't have snuck on. They're pretty good about taking about care about that. So there you go. So we have rambled so far here, talking about the mostly the NFC game.
And don't forget about my daughter. We talked about the engagement of my daughter, too.
Yeah, it was awesome. And a little bit about Dave.
Yeah, we did.
A little bit about Dave. I'm guessing they'll probably have something for him on the tube. If I don't remember if he's got to work tonight or not, because their 5-day or 6-day week is a little bit different. But Seth, you got to step up, buddy. I'm not even, you know, if Colleen's got to give you a little help today, or all the ladies out there with some decorating, I better see something. I better see something on the sports, whether it's tonight or the next time that Dave's on. There better be something happening.
Yeah, well, I might have to tape a couple shows just to see. That might be interesting.
So 888-455-ESPN if you'd like to join us on the program today, 888-455-3776. I've got more emails to get to here, and if you want to be part of that, you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550 and Facebook us at any time at ESPN Superstation. Brent says, yesterday gave us two fantastic games that you didn't want to leave the couch for until commercials because you might miss something. I would like your thoughts. Is it me or does Colin Kaepernick remind you of a football version of Justin Bieber? The first thought I had during his post-game press conference was this guy doesn't get it. On the Welker Tlaib hit, all teams design plays to get players in the way of defensive backs so someone can get open. The rub was intentional, but the hit wasn't. It happened so fast after Thomas crossed in front of Welker. I think Wes knew Tlaib was in the area, but he couldn't see him until the crossover, and then bam! And then this morning, Belichick is all pouty that Welker left his team to go to the team that beat him. It is going to be one heck of a Super Bowl. Brent, yeah, I'm pretty much on board there with you on the Tlaib-Welker thing. I have a hard time. Man, that is – Bill Belichick loyalty must be way – I mean, it must be number one on the list of things he looks for. And I don't know why Welker and him had a falling out, because everybody knew in the offseason he wasn't going to be coming back. So it wasn't like Welker said, you know, I'm not getting the money, I'm bolting. There's something there, and that's unfortunate, because Belichick's a great coach, and Welker is a great football player, and Tlaib's pretty cool, too, because we got a chance to talk with him a few times while he was playing at Kansas, and he's got a little cockiness to him, but it's not like that idiot Richard Sherman from Seattle. Another reason I want to see them just get blown out in the Super Bowl. As far as the
Bill Belichick, do you think he's got a lot of good jokes in practice? Do you think he stops, goes, hey, everybody stop right over here, I got a good story for you, let's come on over here, let's talk about
Danny
this real
Woodhead
quick.
Told us that he's not as dry as,
right,
you know, he's got a kind of that dry sense, but he's not a stick in the mud like he is with the press, and that's is what it is. You know, there's coaches like Tom Coughlin's one of those guys. He can joke with you, but he doesn't want to open up that can of worms with the press, and that's I think now it's endearing almost to the press. The press gets it. They like it. And they're like the cool guy in the room if they can make him smile or get yelled at or get the shortest response. As far as Kaepernick, yeah, he's young and immature. So there you go. If he wants to wear his hat that way, that's fine. If he wants to dress the way he dresses, that's fine. The thing is, you can bash Colin Kaepernick, and I want to do it too, because he's the reason they lost the game. But he's probably also the reason that they were in the game. And I got no bad blood against Colin Kaepernick from a person, from an NFL quarterback, from a fantasy standpoint. You know, there's all kinds of ways to look at players these days. The problem was I still sit here today, and I know I'll catch crap for this, but I still think San Francisco is the better football team. It's just that Seattle is a team of destiny, and that's what worries me about this Super Bowl, because if they stink one out against Denver, you know.
I think there's a tremendous advantage when you're two teams are even, kind of like Seattle and San Francisco are, to get to play at home. I think that is a tremendous advantage. I think if that game would have been played in San Francisco, I think San Francisco's the winner. So it's something to look at, maybe. You know, it's, you know, I mean, I know we have home field advantage, and that's what we're playing for at times. But, boy, that seems to be a tremendous advantage. And Denver had a big advantage, too, getting to play at home. That is an
nice
advantage.
Nice day, though.
You know,
and Peyton's still wearing the glove. What did you think about that?
As long as he throws 400 yards, you can wear whatever you want.
Folks, if you'd like to be with us on the show today, we'd love to get your thoughts. We'll get into some other sports as well. But before we go to our first break, I've got to ask you, Jimmy. Denver is pretty much a 2 to 2.5 point favorite on this Monday. Your thoughts?
I like Denver right now. You know as well as I do. I can look at this a little bit later and kind of go through some stuff. The reason I like Denver was I thought they would be able to run the ball if they needed to against New England, and New England's front was not going to be that good. I thought all the other teams could play defense. So this game's not as obvious as you think it is. The only thing is Manning probably will not make a lot of errors. You know, he will not make a tremendous amount of errors. He could. He could force some balls, but I don't think he will. I thought he did a good job the other day just taking field goals when they needed him. It was important to get 3 points on the board at times. He didn't try to force a ball in there a little bit. I think that's really important in a game to understand that. And I think the quarterback situation gives him a tremendous advantage. I think both teams really, though, you know, defensively can play. You know, they both can play defense, so it'll be kind of an interesting situation there.
Your opinion on this, because as I've watched the games throughout the year, and I'll admit I've seen a majority of the NFL football games this year, even some of the stinkers. And by the way, the over-under is 47.5. See, now I see Denver's a pick'em, so I guess it depends where you look at, but you like Denver 47.5. Unders?
Yeah, probably right now. The thing of it is about the over-under, though, just like the Seattle-San Francisco game, how the game started. The very first play, a guy fumbles. You know, well, no one gets a first down. It's 3-0, and it stayed that way for a long time. If that guy scores a touchdown, if he picks up a fumble and scores a touchdown, the game ends up going over because people are forced to do things and take chances, and then the defense makes plays and, you know, can generate points. So, you know, the over-under is kind of a tough situation, and especially at a Super Bowl. You know, when you're betting over and under in a Super Bowl, you really don't have a grasp on it one way or another. If you think 47 is the correct point, don't go there. There's other things to bet about players and things like that. Don't bet the over under. And I just think that's about a right line. Anything between 40 and 50, I would stay away from. If it was over 50, I would probably take the under. And, you know, anything over 39, I would take the over. But they've got it nailed pretty good.
And I haven't heard a lot about the weather lately. We were supposed to get this blizzard, but I haven't really heard anything just 10 days or 2 weeks out from the Super Bowl, much about that. One more thing before we go to break, kind of what I was beginning to touch on there. I think Denver has changed their style of play, and Seattle has not throughout the year. What do you think?
Definitely. That's a great point. No doubt has Denver decided to run the ball a little bit more. And the reason they are is they're kind of the defensive backs are putting an extra defensive back. I think when I watch that, there's another defensive back that they're kind of getting a free safety out there. And because of that, they don't have as many guys in the box. Denver reads that. They audible to that play. If they have that guy in the box, it seems like they throw passes. And Denver also, believe it or not, not, you know, with Manning, he's even going out and hitting guys, just, you know, tight end delays, running backs coming out of the backfield, something they weren't doing at the beginning of the year. He was throwing downfield quite a bit. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of 20-yard pass mm-hmm. plays downfield early in the season. And I think it's with the way the defense and what they give you. And I also think, too, when you're playing these teams that are 13-3, you know, teams, you can't do some of those things that you could against some of the other teams.
Well, Seattle's just hasn't changed. It doesn't look like, in my mind, and that's what I kind of caught on the Denver as well. Coming up here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we'll get to the weekend in sports. Nebraska men play tonight. Creighton men play tonight. Let's face it, the Creighton game is more intriguing than the Nebraska game. But we'll talk about both of those, the Lopers, the Broncos. More of your emails, more of your thoughts. Love to hear from you, whether you contact us on the phone, 888-455-ESPN. Email the Dent Popper inbox, tweet us, whatever the case may be, we'll get to them, and we'll be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. If you haven't heard yet, postage rates are changing again. You know what that means? The post office will be even more crowded than usual. We recommend Stamps.com. You can not only buy, but print official U.S. postage right from your desk using your own computer and your own printer. Stamps.com also updates the postage rates for you automatically. And unlike those postage meter companies, Stamps.com never charges a fee to do it. With Stamps.com, you get exact postage for any letter, any package, the instant you need it. You'll never have to go to the post office again. If you're a small business, use Stamps.com. It's professional looking to make you and your company look like big-time pros. Right now, we've got a special offer. You got to use my name, though, Colin. It's a no-risk trial. $110 bonus offer. Includes a free digital scale. And here, up to $55 of free postage. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the mic, top of the homepage, type in Colin. Stamps.com. Go there and enter Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area as we head through the day today, as we'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies with highs around 46. Northwest winds will become gusty later today to about 20 to 35. We'll head back to 4 above tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 45.
You got to know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run, and you never count your money when you're sitting.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. You know, I do chuckle once in a while that radio stations try to try to be a sports station, and sports stations try to be, you know, music stations from time to time. What did we do to you? Did we turn you down? We broke you. Jeff, fix him. Fix him. Fix Jimmy. I want him to know what's going on over there. That's weird. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I feel bad for the folks from the area that got hosed at the George Strait concert on Friday. I would have flipped my mind. I would have went bonkers, because I'm going to tell you what, I was very close to being on that bus, very close to being on that, and I felt so much better when I found out that actually a bad break must have went in my favor. So sorry for the folks out there. Here's what I'd do. I would demand to be at the Dallas concert, the last one for George. I want airfare, and I want tickets. That's what I would have demanded. What do you think?
I think people need to know what happened. Tell them what happened.
Well, I mean, and who knows where the error lies. Does it err with the people that put the promotion together? I don't think so. I mean, why would they load up a bus full of people and take them down to a concert and then not have tickets? Did it err with somebody along the chain of command? Did it err with the concert promoters, the building, the actual George Strait people? That's just a tough deal. That's a bad deal. I mean, they're not going to an event. I mean, there are numerous concerts around the nation and in Nebraska and in Omaha, you know, every month, every year. I mean, let's face it, you know, what we got Luke Bryan, I think, is coming up in February. I hear a lot of people next month. That's kind of the big deal. That's okay. You know what? If you got hosed on Luke Bryan, you can go see Luke Bryan again. Can't see George. That's it. Everything's sold out, and this is it. That's like the biggest, and it's the most people that's ever been at the CenturyLink Center were there for this concert. And I know they really worked once they got down there, but you're kind of in a jam, because it's not like you went to the event 3 hours ahead of time. You know, you go a half hour before it's time, and all of a sudden, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you people want? Man, that would be rough. That would be rough.
They had no tickets for anybody.
Oh, the anger. The anger.
How many people were involved with that?
The number I saw was 215. The 215.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed if I was going to go to Hawaii. And, you know, I got on the airline getting ready to go, and they go, hey, you know, we got nothing for you here.
Well, no, you're going to Hawaii, and then you get to your Los Angeles, where you got to change planes.
Yeah.
No. We got you going to Washington. What do you mean? No, I got tickets for Hawaii. I mean, me and my family, we got a big thing going. No, you don't. I took off work for 2 weeks to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, we got rooms.
Huh?
Yeah, we've got rooms booked for 13 days.
And they're not cheap.
For $299 at the Holiday Inn. Well, not the Holiday Inn. I probably shouldn't throw
no,
them
that's,
out.
What, no, that's okay. Fine people.
Anyway, yeah, $299 for rooms out there. And now, do I have to pay for those, or what's the situation? Yeah, that's not a bad deal either. I could think of some other things that would be bad.
Of course, now that you did say that, do we have to rattle off every other facility in town?
Ramada Inn.
Okay, Ramada, Wingate.
Okay.
Conference Center, Super 8, Best Western.
You're way better than I am.
What else? What Country Inn and Suites, you know?
Kind of like the Family Feud. Let's name the top 10. The top 10 motels.
Everything that's by the interstate.
There you go.
Everything that's out there. Yeah. Five buses, 215 people.
Wow.
Hammered on that baby on Saturday. Woo! Woo, 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 woo. Something Andy and the gang would never stand for at the Midway Auto Dealerships, because not only do they take care of you from the moment you walk on the lot, they continue to take care of you. Whether you have purchased a vehicle from them or not, you can bring in, I mean, we say Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. You can bring in another model, and they're going to take care of it for you. They're going to service it for you, because their maintenance staff has gone to the classes. They continue online, continue going out of town, continue to go to these classes to be updated on every single model, make, truck, SUV, car, van, whatever it is, and they'll get the job done for you. You can get in and out on just a simple oil change for 30 minutes. Make your appointment today by contacting the fine folks at the Midway Auto Dealerships. There are additional rebates right now, by the way, for you Ram truck owners. You don't have to trade in your Ram on a new Ram. You just have to own one of those to qualify for additional discounts, as Ram trucks keeps you in the family. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We said we'd get to some of the other sports of the weekend, but boy, Nebraska sure catches Ohio State at the wrong time.
Yeah, probably so.
What'd you have them ranked, Jeff? I know you pulled that up, but they sure catch them at the wrong time. Yeah, three straight losses.
Yeah, I mean, even if you knock them off and beat them, you don't get that tremendous, you know, hey, let's all run out on the floor and pull down the nets type atmosphere.
They slide to 17, and I have to ask you, do you really think Ohio State's 17th
no,
in the country?
They're way better.
That's
than
the
that.
Beauty of the polls, aren't they? They are favored by, and I got to give a shout out to my buddy Scooter. He goes, yeah, they'll probably be favored by 8.5. That's Ohio State's favored by 8.5. He told me that yesterday.
You know, all those Big Ten teams at home are dangerous,
so smart,
though, don't they? Don't you think that all the Big Ten teams are dangerous at home? I mean, if Purdue.
Here's the deal. You look at that line. We're talking football all the time. But Ohio State's favored by 8.5. Every Husker fan thinks Ohio State should be favored by 20. So what does that tell you, Jimmy? Take the Huskers.
Yeah, that's what it means. Take
the Huskers. I know you're over there salivating. I'm going to put $1.50 with my buddy out in Vegas on Ohio State because that's incredible. They should be favored by 22. Villanova moved up to number 4. That's who Creighton has. And the Blue Jays, did they stay in the top 25? They fell out. Good Lord. First team out at number 26. Tough in the Big East. Villanova hosting Creighton tonight. Good job by Hastings College. I mean, wow. They just keep rocking and rolling. The women, another win. They're 18-2. And the Glory Days, I think, are back. They beat 9th-ranked Morningside. They're able to do that. The men pick up another win. And their final home game in this little homestand is Wednesday night. The Loper men are shooting. I mean, they're shooting the ball well. I don't know if you call it bad defense. It's just that everybody's shooting the ball well against them. And I know when we catch up with Coach Cropp and Lofton, they got to be putting ice bags on their head because it's not like they're getting the offense, which was a spot that they had struggled in. And now the defense, you know, they shoot 56%, I think, 50 and 56% the last two games, and they lose them both. You know, you just got to wonder what in the world is going on here. So they'll try and change that up Wednesday at Pittsburgh State.
I haven't seen UNK play for a while, and I've not seen them. I wonder when I watched them, I thought maybe one of the things they might have trouble with is defending a good post player. I think they can do everything else. They can guards and everything else, but if somebody's got a really good post player, they're going to have to do some things to defend him, and sometimes that doesn't mean that guy's scoring. I mean, they're using a player and a half, some help-out defense, and then that might leave somebody else open because I think they would get back in transition. I like the way they ran back on transition defense. So I doubt if it's the transition defense that's hurting them. I would imagine it's something to do with a post player that they're trying to help out with. If either that guy's hurting them or it's possible that they're doing – what are you laughing at?
Central Oklahoma made 13 threes.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I mean, it's the opposite of the post player.
No,
they had a 6'7 kid stroking some threes. They had a sophomore kid that got, he averages 12. Well, he hit 5 threes and he had 20, or, yeah, he hit 3 threes and he had 28 in the game. You know, one of those kids that you're going, huh?
Well, if they're just not guarding, that's one thing. But if they are trying to help out down low and they're using a player and a half, they're giving up that. You know, so there's something you got to give up. Normally, and usually if somebody's hitting 13 threes, it's not because you're not out there just going, hey, I don't know what to do. Who should we guard? I'm sure they know what they're trying to do, but they're going to have to give up something. So I don't know. Like I said, I wouldn't know. But 13 threes, that's 39 points.
Would you consider yourself an old school coach?
What makes you say that?
I mean, just there's –
I have a coach for 25 years basketball,
but
so I have that,
not
pretty
old
school.
Not old, because there's young guys now that are old school coaches. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we always joke that if somebody, you know, okay, he hit a three, okay, he hit three, I'm up on him now, and he's hit his fourth three in a row, the next one ain't going in. And if it does, he's picking his butt up out of the bleachers. Are you old school that way?
Probably not, because I'd be mad if he got to shoot three free throws. You know what I mean? Because if he's hitting those threes, he's probably not going to be too bad.
You had a four-point play the other day.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Those are weird, too.
I didn't think some kid hit one. But, yeah. That's, you know, I suppose I would definitely, I mean, I wouldn't be in a zone defense. Let's be honest. I would doubt if UNK was in a 2-3 zone, and they're hitting 13 threes. Let's be honest about that. They have changed the defense. They're trying to do a lot of different things to prevent that from happening. But, boy, I'll tell you what, if somebody's hitting 13 threes on you, then, you know, it's not because you're not trying to defend people out there. But they're doing some things correct, too. If they got a lot of offensive skills to stop, if they're making 13 threes.
The thing that I kind of read into this is that maybe they're about ready to start beating some big-time people here. If they can continue to stroke the ball, Brozic's return has been big to this basketball team. We haven't had to watch Baronic score 30, 35, 38 points a game. It's a little bit more balanced right now out there. So we'll see if the Lopers can get a couple there. Finally back home on Friday to play South Dakota Mines. Wrestling team got a big dual win against their MIAA foe, the top two teams of them in Central Oklahoma, and they beat them 23-18 on Saturday, and then went 4-0 in the Midwest duels. The Lopers are at Fort Hays State Wednesday, and then Adams State Saturday. Nebraska really had a good atmosphere, but Iowa's just got too many weapons. Even though James Green and Robert Kokesh had huge wins, they fell to Iowa on Saturday. Now they go to Ohio State and Purdue this weekend. And the Tri-City Storm, unfortunately, they had the four-game winning streak. Now they're back that up with four on the wrong side, and they play tomorrow night at Lincoln after dropping a pair of games over the weekend. So it's that fun time of the year. We're getting close to meaningful stuff, I think. High school's going to get into their conference tournaments. Some of them start as early as next week.
I've got games today in a conference tournament with Kimball, Perkins County, Chase County, North Platte, St. Pat's, that SPVA, today at 5, 6:30, and 8 o'clock. Got three games today at Mid Plains. So that conference tournament starts, 1 week earlier than everybody else's.
Wow.
Martin Luther King Day.
Wow.
It's
an extravaganza.
Always start that. Yeah.
It's an extravaganza.
Yeah, Kimball's in that conference. They joined that conference. I didn't know I'd ever referee Kimball this year.
Wow, and they got a good boys basketball team. I don't know anything about the girls, but their boys were number one there for a little while.
C1. And they joined that SPVA, right? So really, no place.
Man,
for,
I thought that's where I picked up stray dogs and cats. No,
Ken Kimball.
No, SPVA or whatever you said it was.
Oh, I think that would.
What is that? The SPCA or? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. Oh, who will win the men's draw at the Australian Open was the weekend question. 36% said Nadal. 27% went with Murray and Djokovic. 9% went with David Ferrer. The Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. I couldn't believe, by the way, while that NFC game was going on, we talked about there wasn't a whole lot on, so the tennis popped on. There was a lot of people really disappointed that Maria Sharapova lost last night. Don't know. Big tennis fans. What do you make of Richard Sherman's comments after the NFC Championship? Fair or foul? You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com every day on our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Jimmy, what do you make of Richard Sherman's comments after the NFC Championship?
Tell me what he said.
Oh, he just went off. He was mocking. You can't throw that ball to Crabtree and expect. And it was really weird.
It was really weird. I saw that. Yeah. And I looked right at Dave Greek, and I go, that would be a hard interview. I mean, because right now he's looking right at the TV. And how about, I know you tell me you don't, hey, this is pro football and you don't mind the unsportsmanlike stuff. You tell me
that was
they ran over there and clapping a guy's face that just played his heart out.
I say it's foul.
I think it's wrong. He needs to be fined big money.
It'd be awesome if they kept him out of the Super Bowl. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, fine him. Hey, let's fine. But definitely needs to be fined because, hey, it's really hard. I'll tell you what. I give my heart and soul for a year at Sumner Eddyville Miller football, and somebody claps their hands in my face after I lose. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm just hoping the chain gang isn't close by, because I don't want to be Woody Hayes.
No.
But if somebody starts aggravating you a little bit, you got to just turn your head and get to the locker room in a hurry. But
he's a thug.
Yeah.
He's a punk. That's what he is. Richard Sherman is a thug and a punk. Yeah. Kaepernick underthrew the ball and you tipped it. Woo, boy. Man, that was so awesome. You're the best of all time. You are the greatest, Richard Sherman. You're an all-pro. Act like it.
Yeah, and he did not underthrow it that much. He made a nice play, but his linebacker came in and saved the day and picked it off. I wish he'd have picked it off about a foot off the ground. and maybe 6 inches. They'd have called it incomplete, and then they couldn't replay it like they couldn't replay the one earlier when they had the other play. But no one was – you know, but I will say this. The Wilson, the quarterback for Seattle, was very concerned about the guy's injury. When he laid there on there, he said, hey, come on. He was trying to wave a trainer in there. He didn't even know whose ball it was, but he felt bad for another player of the 22 guys on the field. It wasn't him, but it could have been him, and he showed a lot of class. So it's not all the Seattle players. It was that one.
Then again, they should look into that play, too. How long did it take them to unstack that pile? And you know that guy is screaming at the bottom of that pile with his knee laying the wrong way, and it took forever to get those ding-dongs off of the pile. Get up! They've already made the call. But no, we're going to fine a guy because he made a great tackle, and the other guy, at the very last second, you know, he slipped and his foot went down, so he made contact with the back of his helmet. We're going to fine you $25,000, but this guy is down there wrenching on a knee, and the play's already over, and you get nothing. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm not happy.
Redefine yourself with the new Refirm Now. Because no matter who you are, now is the time.
I'm taking the new Refirm Now from Complete Nutrition because I want to be there for my kids when they get older.
I've lost 15 pounds and I feel amazing.
With the help of Complete Nutrition, their products and approach, my husband and I are taking control of our lives and our weight loss together.
Now I won't ever lose control of my weight or my health.
Now after losing 10 pounds in 1 month, I have my confidence back.
Reach your resolution with the help from Complete Nutrition. Become a preferred member. It's quick, easy, and free. Save 22% on all new programs like Refirm Now and everything else in the store. Come in today and receive a free sample of the brand new Refirm Now Appetite Control Mix exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a 12-ounce bottle for $3.99. That's a savings of $4. Improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area as we head through the day today, as we'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies with highs around 46. Northwest winds will become gusty later today to about 20 to 35. We'll head back to 4 above tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now it's 45.
Show Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Congratulations to Kurt Tomasevich. He is back on the Olympic bobsled team. That's awesome. Also, a little recruiting news. Tanner Farmer is now a Rivals top 100 at 82. He is on the Huskers, but no longer for Mr. Klinkscales. Terrell Klinkscales, didn't he just come? You know, we got a couple of guys here that are leaving. The problem is he's going to Kansas State. Now, some of the background is that Clink Scales might have not made grades anyway. But he tweets that he's not coming to Nebraska. He's going to Kansas State. That's unsettling when you lose a commit to Kansas State. It still is.
Do you think any? I think somebody mentioned that last Friday. Do you remember that, Doug?
Don't know nothing
about it. Okay,
Are we going back in time? Do you have some stuff from old shows, Jeff? Do you got old show stuff?
Yeah, I'll give you guys a little something here, Doug. You're saying that you didn't get the Super Bowl winner correct, but in fact, you or not winner the matchup. You were very, very close. This was February 4th, the day after the Super Bowl. You and Randy Bushcutter were hosting.
This year, you know how hard it is to pick two teams to make the Super Bowl, Randy?
Oh,
it's almost impossible.
No.
It's almost impossible.
Wow, I walked into that.
I just need one.
Donkeys. Denver Donkeys.
Wow. Let me give you Broncos Saints today.
Oh.
Broncos Saints. And for the recording and our podcast, it is February 4th, 2013. So in case... next year at this time, we still actually have a show.
Are you going to change that?
Oh,
when September rolls
we'll
around.
See.
Well, you.
But
you'd
on
think.
February 4th, Denver, New Orleans. Let me.
By the way, my other team. I think I'm going to go Packers.
Yeah. We had the ones in the playoffs. Again, for the record, when we did make our official selections, I took Houston. Nice job. So you go from the penthouse to the outhouse on those selections over the last 2 years. But I had Houston. And I did take. I kept with the Saints, but sweet.
Hey.
So February 4th, I had Denver.
You know when you bet the
a lot of things happen over the summertime.
When you bet the exacta ticket and or the daily double with 15 head and 15 head, and you nail it, you get to cash. If it doesn't matter if your horse gets 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th, it's a losing ticket. Same as getting second place.
I call that the Chet.
Okay.
I call that the Chet. When you win that ticket.
Is that right?
Yeah, I call it the Chet. That's my play, the Chet. Let's box them all and see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
I call it the Chet.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, okay, Kurt Tomasevich, one of 15 American athletes named to the U.S. bobsled team. He'll head to Sochi with his teammates Steve Holcomb and Justin Olsen, who made up the gold medal winning team in 2010. He will look to become the first American to win back-to-back medals in bobsledding since 1952 out of Shelby, Nebraska. That is awesome. Kurt Tomasevich. Great, 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 great. What else is great? T&L. They don't break down like, you know, start and stop, start and stop, start and stop. They could just keep going and going and going. You turn it on, it's going to go for you. T&L wants to make sure that you also schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today, because performing basic maintenance in the off season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. You can call your independent T&L dealer today to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang, or you can look into maybe purchasing a new T&L system. And go online to TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems. They're easier on you for a lifetime. Jimmy, did I miss anything? Anything that you have? I mean, you came strong at the start of the show today with kind of what I wanted to come strong with, too. The football games, especially a little bit of the calls in that NFC game. But a lot of things happening over the weekend.
Yeah.
I saw you officiating some basketball, too.
Yeah, I reffed a few games. I worked with Tim O'Day and Chad Beasley on Friday and had a good time with them. And then I'm going to work with Doc Stevenson and Chad Beasley tonight. So
Doc.
Yep.
The Doc.
The Doctor.
Always good to see the Doc.
Yep. So, yeah, I had a good time officiating. And like I said, something else happened. I can't remember what it was. Something happened Saturday. We were talking about it a little bit. I think
you went to dinner, right?
No.
Did you know ahead of time?
That was my daughter got engaged.
Did you know ahead of time? Did he do the old ask the dad deal?
Yeah. Yep. We did the old ask the dad deal.
What'd you say?
I said, yeah.
Did you know it was coming?
Not 100%, but, you know.
I mean, when the boyfriend says, I got to talk to you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance. I mean, I don't know how old they are, but, you know, they're probably at the age where it might be time. I mean, there's certain things, you know.
Maybe we should have Dave on the show.
Mm-hmm. You know, when
ask him about this. Ask about his intentions. Ask about his plans.
No, he was very professional about it. And for once, so was I. For once. Yeah, I was actually professional, too, about it, and I thought I handled it pretty well. You'd have to ask him, but, I mean, you know, it's a private thing, kind of, when that happens. You don't really get into detail. Probably not on a radio show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he made
what
that mistake,
he said, what happened
he?
There, yeah, you, whatever. Yeah, yeah, you probably don't go into exactly what was said. And,
well, that's awesome. Congratulations to both of them, to all the family.
Yes.
That's cool. So hopefully long and healthy for the rest of their lives. Also, I didn't have anything near that exciting over the weekend. Not near, you know, all those things didn't work out for me. I have nothing as exciting from the weekend as you did.
Yeah, I think I had some excitement, and like I said, I kind of snapped at the Kearney Catholic boys coach. Kind of felt bad about it. I stuck up for myself a little bit, sometimes it goes that way. But you can't do if I did that all the time, I wouldn't get to referee.
I didn't even bring it up.
Hey, you know
I didn't bring it up.
Doug, I had a lady yell at me too in the crowd, so maybe I didn't do a very good job.
Well, I thought it was below average. Now that you bring it up,
okay, thanks. I'm glad you let me know. I'll work on it.
You know, that's the beauty of it, though. How many basketball games do you ref a year? 200?
Like, not that many. But I've got three, two.
Let me give you 100. Two. I know it's at least 100. You're doing doubleheaders 50 nights a week.
I got 11 this week. I got 11 games starting Monday through Saturday.
And what do we got, 20 weeks in the season?
I've given no technical fouls this year.
Well, that's because they have to want a technical for you to give a technical.
Yeah, usually. Yeah, but
I'm going to go with 200. I'm going to say you do 200 games a year.
Okay,
you know what? 99 of those are going to be below average. Did you know that? I mean, come on. 99 of them are below average.
That's a good
one
point.
Game is average. 90 or two games are average. 99 above, 99 below.
That's right. That's a good point.
I didn't say it was the worst game you did this year.
And you know, and sometimes the way the game's played.
Now I feel bad.
No. I think you're right, though. But sometimes the way the game's played, just like you made the comment, which is kind of interesting because – on that Seattle play where that ball was fumbled at the one-yard line and all those guys are diving and digging in there, and you're going, hey, they got to look into this. Somebody's got to do something. Okay, what do you want the refs to do about that?
They can't. Look at the replay.
Yeah, replay, right, but they cannot stop the players from jumping on top of each other. Hey, that's enough. Somebody's going to get hurt out here. You know, like that's the ref's fault.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, come on. Call something.
3 seconds.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, call something. I don't know what to call, but just call something.
Well, I saw, and I'm not a Twitter person, but I did come across this the other day. How did it go? It said, fans want to coach, coaches want to officiate, and officials just want to watch the basketball game.
That's a good one.
So yeah. that I thought that kind of hit home was pretty cool. Tonight, we've got Baylor-Kansas basketball here on ESPN. Now, that's at 8. The Huskers are at 6 with Ohio State. That's on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. It's also on the Big Ten Network. So if you want to catch some men's college basketball. And the Husker women, man, they fell yesterday. They were playing catch-up all day at home against Purdue. And man, you kind of feel for them. Purdue gets an offensive putback with under 2 seconds to go to win the basketball game, and they win the game. So the women are off until Sunday with Northwestern.
You know, the Kearney High boys have been struggling, but they played really well Saturday night. They shot the ball extremely well. Good weekend for them.
Well, sweet. They beat Bryan on the road in Omaha, then beat their rival Grand Island, and really pretty handily. And the Kearney girls, they're at number 10 in the Omaha World Herald this morning. Grand Island Northwest is back at number 1 in Class B. And later in the week, again, I saw more good basketball over the weekend. This Lou Platt Fort Kearney Conference tournaments, I want to see all the games. I got to figure out a way to do that.
That would be fun.
We're going to cover them all here on our network of stations. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Damon Day is going to come in, talk about the great banquet that they had Saturday night, the Upper Deck Club banquet. Wow. People love their John Elway. There was a great giving on Tuesday and a great banquet, and we'll talk more about that. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and we'll get some guests on the show tomorrow. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.